Beneficial fire is an essential part of confronting the wildfire crisis, but for now, there's not enough people to do the work. A prescribed burn this spring in central Idaho shows how partnerships can get more workers on the line. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse takes us there.
Today's sunny, 70 to 75 RH.
On a weekday morning in May, Forest Service staff and crew leaders are gathered in the Cascade Ranger District office for a briefing. They're putting a plan together for the nearly 100-acre Crawford burn on the Boise National Forest.
Today's looking fairly good, a little hotter and drier.
The burning has already taken place, and the day's work will be mostly mopping up and checking lines. I jump in with the Forest District's senior fuels technician, Matt Haupt, who's overseeing the burn.
The last time it was burned was the spring of 2018. It's mostly ponderosa pine, which typically needs 5 to 15-year fire intervals.
Haupt is with the Forest Service, but that day everyone else was working for the Nature Conservancy, or TNC, an environmental nonprofit. And,
you know, the supervision still needs to be there in place, but a lot of the manpower could be taken care of with TNC coming in.
The Forest Service and other federal agencies have committed to accelerating the pace of prescribed fire, which can help reduce the severity of wildfires and bring a number of ecological benefits. But last year, a major federal wildfire commission said that the current federal fire workforce, nearly 19,000 strong, is not enough and too heavily focused on suppression, and that partnerships like this could help build a workforce more focused on mitigation. Jeremy Bailey, TNC's North America Prescribed Fire Training Director, says forests and grasslands' need for fire is insatiable.
And so is the need for a workforce that can do that work. Back of the envelope, I estimate we need 10,000 employees nationwide.
Last year, his organization received $45 million over 5 years from the Forest Service. They hired some 50 people on top of existing fire staff and have 20 to 30 folks out on Forest Service priority projects like the Crawford burn on any given day.
Building burned on deck.
TNC crew boss shared a video showing a snaking line of short flame burning steadily through pine needle duff, the sort of low-intensity fire that prescribed burns often try to create.
Oh, smoke. There we go.
Yeah.
Some smoking stumps are still visible from the fire line, but now it's mostly clean, blackened forest floor.
So we are looking at post-burn landscape. So this was actually burned yesterday, if you can believe it.
My guide is TNC crew member Slug Kaltenbach, who's from Eugene, Oregon, and in their fifth year of fire, much of which has been suppression work. But for Kaltenbach, prescribed fire hits different and can do in a day what weeks of thinning or pile burning could.
Fire is such an instantaneous effect on the ecosystems.
They're also drawn to the way the TNC operates. Wildland fire has a reputation for brutal work schedules and long, unpredictable stretches away from friends and family. But the TNC gives its workers fixed schedules, meaning they know exactly when they'll be home. That's allowed Kaltenbach to be an active part of the Moon Mountain String Band back in Eugene, all but impossible to imagine in other corners of fire. That's Slug singing. Kaltenbach identifies as non-binary and says they appreciate the near gender parity and diversity they see in their TNC colleagues. All of these things together, they say, point towards a more sustainable, attractive way to do fire. And there's always the most basic draw.
Playing with fire is fun, in a controlled way, of course.
Back at the district headquarters, Ranger Chris Bentley says the TNC partnership represents a promising direction for building a prescribed fire workforce.
We need help. We're not going to be able to do the work on our own. We're just not. There's too much work to be done. It's too important that we succeed.
He acknowledges that the TNC crews are a drop in the bucket compared to what's needed. But every drop counts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.